This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Pennsylvania has the second highest number of bridges that need to be repaired. Shocking. And it's also the epicenter of the 2020 election. What do they have in common? I will tell you. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Beautiful night. Phillies tonight, 7:05, 75 degrees at first pitch. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. By the way, Todd is in East Stroudsburg. Yes, Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. It's already over. 2020's done. So what I'm looking to do is I got an opening in my fantasy football league. There's seven of us, and I figure, De Blasio's looking for seven. We're looking for one guy. I think it's a marriage made in heaven. I was just kind of hoping you could maybe broker this deal for us.
It's perfect, yeah. So in Pahrump, Nevada, he's got his seven. They're a team. There you go. Boom, done. They call it the Pahrumpians.
Yeah, there's only one catch. It's a tattoo league. The loser has to get a Trump 2020 on their forearm.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. I really do. Fantastic, Todd. Well done, the Pahrumpians. Thank you, Todd. 855-839-1210. Have a great day. All right, so let's see now. First of all, SEPTA, Southeastern Pennsylvania Transit Authority Agency, what is it? You know what happens if you dodge the fare? You ever dodge the fare, Dawn? You run late, you jump over the turnstile, dodge a fare?
No.
Yeah, come on, you do.
Never. She's kidding.
Dawn's running. She's like, Michael and David need me. And right over them. You know what happens if you dodge a fare at SEPTA?
Nope.
Well, right now, you get a criminal citation with a fine of up to $300 and a court hearing. All right? Now they're changing the game. In conjunction with the district attorney of the city of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, you will now get a $25 fine. The agency hopes the change will allow officers to focus on other duties, ease the burden on the courts, and prevent one-time offenders from facing criminal charges. They also realize now that more people are going to jump the fare because it's only $25.
Exactly.
I'm telling you right now, this is so stupid. I was running late, and I had to go to 30th Street Station, and I had to go to the airport, and because they have the machines of the future, which will let you buy a fare on a thing called a computer someday in the future. You can put your money in, and it'll spit out a ticket. In the meantime, you got to go wait in line. You got to go up to a person and go, airport line, please. Okay, that'll be $5.50. Here's my money. Come on, come on, come on. At that moment, if it's $25, I'm taking my chances. I'm jumping that friggin' turnstile.
Exactly. Especially right? If you're running late, right?
If I'm running late.
I mean, what's,
What? I just pay a simple ticket. I don't even have to go to court. Okay. Exactly. You! That's $25. Fine. It's $5 at the counter. I'll pay a $20 VIG. I don't care. Fine. I just want to miss my train.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so stupid. You know what it is? Because they say it's not justice that some people can't afford a SEPTA ticket. So,
of course.
Right? That's what this is about. It's justice.
Of course.
The new policy imposes a reasonable fine to someone who makes a mistake and wants to be able to pay it. Hey, listen. Nobody accidentally jumps the fare at SEPTA.
No.
I've never in my life jumped a turnstile or anything like that. It's not an accident. Oh, oops, I just jumped over that by mistake.
Well, maybe you were like exercising, got a little carried away.
Did the high jump?
Yeah, do that.
All of a sudden I want to be Carl Lewis.
Yeah, look at me, and I flip over. So now they don't want a criminal charge on their record. Now, the SEPTA police chief, who I know follows me on Twitter, he said this in his statement, adding that it would let officers focus more on chronic offenders. Fair enough. Now, how many citations were issued for fare evasion in 2018? You want to guess? Just guess.
500.
500. Greg, you want to guess?
1,500.
1,500. 3,628 citations for evasion in 2018.
Wow.
All right? So, does anyone think that number is going to go up or down now that it's $25?
Yeah.
Up or down? What
way
do you
up.
Think?
Way,
you see,
way
you think up.
Up.
Way, way I think up. Down. I think people are going to go, no, I would do it if I was going to be fined $300 and have to go to court. But if it's only $25 and no court, I'm just going to wait in line and buy a ticket.
But
like everybody else. Yes.
I think they should have a big sign that you're on videotape and they should shame people going viral, like the best jumpers or something, and show it all on social media.
And then people would be proud of that.
Well,
like, look
true,
at me, like hashtag set the jump. It'd be a contest. Yeah, like, all the kids would be doing it now.
Maybe it'll become an Olympic sport.
I understand the chief's point, though, about look, our cops have better things to do, and I get that. But what I don't get is why you'd lower the price from $300 to $25. I understand if you want to make it not a criminal thing, you just want to do it fine.
Exactly.
I totally get that,
exactly.
Right? But why does it go from $300 to $25?
Social justice.
Social justice. That's where Larry Krasner comes
in. 100%.
That's where the lefties come in, and they go, well, and if they can't pay the $25, we're just going to give them a hug and wish them well. Wish them well.
Oh, great. This means there's going to be more bums on my SEPTA train.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Patco lists jumping the turnstile or entering or exiting improperly as a violation that could end up in an arrest, fine, and or ejection. Similar violations include smoking, vandalizing, unreasonable noise, and panhandling. Fines are $10 to $25 for the first offense and up to $50 or 30 to 60 days in jail for repeat offense, as outlined in a New Jersey statute. In New York City, fare evaders have to pay $100. This also applies to people whose Metro cards aren't working. Fare dodges on subways and buses cost the MTA about $215 million, up by $110 million from 2015. Now, why do you think that is? How do you think from 2015 to 2019, it's gone up by $110 million in fare evasions? Gee, I wonder, because Bill de Blasio also is a social justice warrior and feels like if you can't make the train, you should still be allowed to ride the train. Yeah. It's why that freaking light rail from Camden to Trenton, nobody ever checks tickets ever. Once in a while, they'll come by when they know that commuters are on there just to bust their chops, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sure you get checked all the time because, you know, you look like an upstanding citizen.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did you did you validate?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you validate? Now, you know why this happens, right? Because all these transit agencies get all their money from all these big bills that have to deal with roads and bridges. So you pay your gas taxes and you pay your tolls and everything else. And then somehow it winds up going to mass transit where they don't raise the fees and they don't crack down on the people that dodge the fees and the fares. And that's how it works. Meanwhile, a Washington, D.C.-based group that advocates for investment in transportation projects cited Pennsylvania as having the second highest number of bridges in the country that are in need of repairs, some more than others. This is from KYW. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association's 2019 Deficient Bridge Report based its assessment on an analysis of data the group gathered from the Federal Highway Administration. Right now, we have about 2,800 state bridges that are 8 feet or longer that are listed in poor condition.
Oh, God.
That's down from about 6,000, so we've made significant strides. Well, pat yourself on the back.
Wow.
It's huge. There are 3,700 bridges across the Commonwealth that are classified as structurally deficient.
Oh, my God.
The state has identified needed repairs, not just on ones that are classified as deficient, for more than 11,700 bridges at an estimated cost of $12.7 billion. Now, I have a question. Didn't a few years ago they raise the gas tax in Pennsylvania? Wasn't that a big debate?
Yes.
And weren't we told that this was going to solve all our problems?
It was going to go to roads and bridges.
Roads and bridges, and, right?
Yes.
And that everything, if we don't do this, bridges are going to fall down.
Yeah.
You're going to fall down. You'll be driving. Then one day, boom.
Yes.
You're going to fall down. Right? You'll be driving. Next thing you know, you're in the river.
Yes.
You're just looking around like, what happened? Did I become a duck boat? What happened here? Gas tax revenues are giving PennDOT the resources to make bridges a high priority for repairs, but the listing of poor bridges is not a static process, they say. The report also found the majority of the most traveled structurally deficient bridges lie in Philadelphia County. I'm shocked by that. Gambling in here, you don't say. Including all these other streets and over Wheatsheaf Lane, from the Kensington area up to I got to continue the next page here. These freaking ads that come up. Anyway, PennDOT has an aggressive bridge inspection program, and engineers won't hesitate to put weight restrictions on certain bridges or even close others until repairs can be made. So, you have a choice. You can either drive over a bridge and take your life in your own hands, or park your car and jump over a SEPTA turnstile and live the dream. Live the dream like everybody else, all right? Those are your choices.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, they're going to raise your gas taxes again because you're going to go, whoa, wasn't enough. Shocking. Yeah. And they haven't raised tolls in how long, Dawn? Like a week? It's like a week? Good week or so? Right?
Yeah. Well, they just went up.
Yeah.
Tolls right. just went up.
And yet somehow there's never enough money. And yet somehow it still costs like $2 to ride mass transit. And if you don't want to pay, it's like, well, it's
fine.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, here's a $25 fine. Pay it if you want to. You don't have to. I mean, we don't want to judge.
It's optional.
It's optional. If you can't, it's cool. You know, in fact, I got this. Let me get this. You just go. You go on your way. You go about your way. I don't want to get in your way. I'm going to stand in your way.
Krasner comes around personally and just pays everybody.
Yeah, right. Krasner just opens the turnstile. Like he just comes over and opens it like the gatekeeper. Just come on in, everybody. Ride the train all day long, anywhere you want to go. Where do you want to go? If it doesn't stop there, we'll make a stop for you. No problem. Meanwhile, people are sitting in traffic on roads, and the bridges might fall down under us. We're all sitting in traffic and paying for all this crap, by the way.
Yep.
You're paying for this. So there you go. Social justice comes to the turnstiles at SEPTA. And someday in the future, you'll be able to buy your ticket on something called a kiosk. Ooh, it's amazing. And someday in the future at SEPTA, you'll go, why am I buying a ticket at a kiosk when I can just jump the friggin' turnstile?
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.